This is Gem Rico Radio.
Caminando por el prado a las dos, se me antojó un mojito por el sol. Calor que quema, que me hace sudar. Solo la brisa calma mi pesar. Hoy necesito un beso de mi Habana tropical. Y amigos.
Hello, Yamila. ¿Cómo estás, señora?
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. We're here. You're in the studio here at stonecrossmusic.com.
Oh, great, great. Yes.
Yep. We are going to do the podcast.
Perfect. Okay.
How are you? Let's give them a little bit of, Yamila.
Yes, yes.
I have my co-host here, Susie Q. She's going to be here too also.
Hi, Yamila. How are you?
Yes, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
We love the music. We love the music.
Thank you.
Yeah, we represent Atlanta, Chicago, Miami, New York.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to reach a lot of people with this interview.
Oh, great. Yes, I love the East Coast too.
All right, everyone, welcome to another music artist interview on stonecrossmusic.com/GemRicoRadio. Be sure to type that in your address bar and your browser and tune in. Today we have female Latin music artist Yamila.
Hi, everybody. It's a pleasure to be with you and you know, in this moment of our times, difficult, but, you know, everybody can have, you know, wonderful, you know, moments right now and taking care of each other. And I was born and raised in Havana, Cuba, and dancing is very natural for me because in Cuba, everybody dances.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your new album, Havana Nights, your new album.
Yes, Havana Nights is my new album. Was produced by my brother, Jalil Guerra.
Wow.
He also was the arranger and the musician and also he played different instruments in the album. It's a beautiful and contagious album with 8 songs.
Oh yeah.
Four of them are our own compositions, and the other 4 are from other composers. But you can listen to the album in Spotify, Havana Nights, mm-hmm. and also you can watch our video clips that are in YouTube.
Oh yeah, I've seen them. The songs on the album, the variety of different Latin music is wonderful. You guys did a really good job with that.
Thank you so much. We have, you know, Son Cubano, Cuban rhythms, also cha-cha-cha, mambo. We wanted to include from Venezuela rhythms, you know, Spanish, flamenco, some Arabic rhythms in La Vida es un Carnaval, this famous song by Celia Cruz. And my brother did an amazing arrangement, unpredictable and very creative. I'm very proud of this album because unite different cultures and different rhythms.
Yeah, he's multi-talented. It's really hard playing one instrument, and, you know, play 3 or 4 instruments. It's a lot of time to, you know.
And not only that, it's beautiful music, and the world right now certainly needs the beautiful music.
Definitely.
How did you get started in the music business?
Wow, I started since I was 6 years old in Havana, Cuba.
Cuba!
I performed in stadiums, TV, theaters, popular events in, you know, in Cuba with my parents that are famous musical duet in Cuba. Mm. So I started with them performing in their shows.
Oh my gosh.
So we toured Cuba, we tour different countries in Europe, in Latin America, in the Caribbean island. And then I studied in art schools first in Cuba. Then I continued studying in Spain, here in USA, and I'm still studying. I'm studying in 3 universities right now.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm studying in Berklee College of Music. I'm also in Harvard
You're doing that right now, as and doing the music too, and the touring?
No, the touring right now is paused because of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I've been very busy starting, finishing this new album, finishing the video clips, because I direct the four video clips I filmed in Cuba last February before COVID.
Those came out excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
We finished editing all four videos. So imagine, we've been very busy in this pandemic time. Mm-hmm. So we've been more focused, thanks to the pandemic, more focusing in our work.
Yeah,
to finish the work.
Especially
yes.
Online, the online presence. Definitely
yes,
100%
yes.
These days, yeah.
Yes, online presence for independent artists is essential. You know, we have the access right now to so many platforms and millions of people, you know, and it's an opportunity for every artist to be present.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are our own PR, so
yeah.
This is the moment, and we have to take advantage of that.
Very true, very true. I'm the same way. I do the same process myself, especially with the podcast and all that. But I reach a big audience, and I'm very glad that they're on board, you know. I am very glad that they support, you know. Yeah. I did some research, and I realized a lot. You know a lot of famous musicians during your career, one being Celia Cruz, you know, the Queen of Salsa. She passed away in 2003 from brain cancer. She was a good friend of mine and my family. How was the experience, you know, when you met her, you know? Because I know you met her.
Yes, I knew her songs since I was in Cuba, because I had some tapes, and I immediately admired her and loved her. She's an example of professionalism, you know, mm-hmm. art mastery, you know, thanks to her, you know, she influenced me a lot on how to sing Cuban music. And she I met her in Spain during a TV show that I was with her, and she was so kind and she was incredible, you know, as a person. She had no ego at all, you know. She was so open and warm to me. You know, this is so good when you meet this kind of personalities, because in this industry you can find, you know, very famous people that are like Celia Cruz, and there are other famous people that they think they have a lot of ego. It's incredible. You know, how can this person have this big ego?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. How insecure can be?
Yeah, that's, you know, the artistic thing within an individual. Sometimes it's, you know.
I met her in Spain, yeah. And then in Miami, I shared with her a documentary that one of the producers invited me to be in the documentary, and she was there. You know, I was in the same stage with her performing, so
wow.
It was incredible. Yes, and she's fabulous. Yes,
that's excellent. That's excellent.
Yes, I'm still, you know, doing my promotion of Havana Nights album in social media. I'm also finishing my studies, you know, in these universities, so I can combine, you know, thanks to the online classes, I can finish all of them. So I have to adapt to the new times and be flexible to what we have to do as human beings, and try to be positive, optimistic, you know, about these times. And I think we have to take care of each other, follow some health guidelines. You know, it's something new for us, but we have to be accustomed to this new normal reality.
Yes, very true. Now, are you the only sibling that's involved in music in your family?
Other than a brother.
Oh, a brother, yeah. Oh, the brother, yeah.
Well, my parents, yes, and my parents that are singers too. You know, they were my foundation. You know, they taught me important lessons in my life as an artist and also as a human being. They taught me, you know, that we have to be professional, we have to be disciplined, we have to take care of many details in our performances, in our lives too, and also the importance to have a life. You know, you are an artist, but first of all, you're a human being. So you have to have a life, you have to have a family. So, and since the beginning, my parents taught me, you know, in this industry, you have to encounter certain people, a certain situation that you have to deal with. So,
yeah.
Be careful. You love, it's my passion. I love arts and I love performing, but also has the negative side that we have to be aware of.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm very familiar with that part of it. Yes, I am. Yes. Now, you know, the title of the album is Havana Nights, and it's an 8-track album. Do you play any instruments on the album? I mean,
No, not in the album. In live shows, sometimes I play a small percussion, you know, Cuban small percussion like clave, maracas, these kind of things. Not all the time because my hands are, you know, focused in the expression more when I dance these kind of rhythms, you know. Yeah. So sometimes I pick one instrument and I play, but most of the time I'm doing the singing and the dancing. So my hands are very, you know, are focused on that, you know, on that kind of expression, body expression.
Yeah, wonderful. Where can people pick up your new album? What are the main formats you got? iTunes,
CD Baby, Amazon. But new album Havana Nights has this name because in this part of USA, it's very popular, this theme, and also all over USA, Havana Nights events. So they hire me a lot to perform in this kind of theme. So and I have a multicultural audience. You know, I play for American people, for Latin people, for other, you know, for other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of fans and fans
know,
are.
It's a mix. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of fans that are American are.
Yeah, and
you know,
they love
the Latin theme, music. Yes.
This theme party, Havana Nights, and I decided to put this name because it's a reality that about my performance life here in California.
Yeah, that's when you know you're doing music really, really well, because all cultures are affected by it, and you're reaching out to all cultures, and they're reaching out to you, which is excellent.
Music.
Yes, I love to combine, you know, Cuban music with other rhythm from other countries. Mm-hmm. And then I in the middle of my show, I can do a jazz standard. So I love to sing different rhythms, yes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when is your next date you'll be performing? When will that be? Do you have a date?
Yes, right now, as you know, all big performances are not, you know, allowed to. Right now, because of COVID-19, I have.
But you know, people are still getting out there, and you know.
But in California, just small groups, small groups of 10 people, not more than that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes.
What about like a watch show on Facebook and stuff like that?
I've been thinking about that. I have to find the right team because I have to have a post-production, you know, team, editing team that can help me.
I do that.
Yes, they can help me with that, definitely. But I'm thinking, I'm
reach out to me. I do that.
So. Looking for good professional, you know, that can help me with that, because not only I'm a singer, I in the past I've been also a TV host in Spain, in Cuba, here in USA, in Univision, Telemundo.
Yeah.
So I also enjoy a lot to host a show. So on a screen. So I love to do it, you know, but I have to find the right team.
Yeah, I have a bachelor's in fine arts, graphic design, video editing, web design. I do it
wow.
all. I do all that stuff. Videography.
Great.
I love the music, you know.
Thank you.
And we are so glad that we were able to have you on our show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
Did you want to say anything, Susie Q?
I just want to say your music is wonderful. Your
Thank
dancing
you.
Is, oh my gosh.
True.
And I wish I could move like that. But
yeah.
Come on, I can teach you, Susie. Come on.
I need.
She might have some. She might have some. I don't know, Yamila, but she might have some.
No.
No, everybody can dance. It's just practice. It's just to focus in what you want to improve and to develop. But everybody can dance, you know,
yeah.
And everybody can sing. It's a matter of practice. Art is practice. It's incredible.
When I dance in the house, the cats leave the area. So... That's pretty bad when your cats can't stand to watch you dance. So there's no hope for me.
Oh my god.
But we've taken enough of your time, and
yeah.
I just want to say I appreciate you so much, and
thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and I send you kisses to you and all the audience.
Yes, yes. Thank you very
Same
much
to you.
For the it was an honor meeting you, and you know, we love the show, and you know, we hope you come back to the show.
Well,
yes.
We hope the COVID-19 goes away and people will be able to live the new normal, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
But oh well, it could be worse. So
yeah.
We're very blessed and we're very thankful.
Yeah.
Yes, we have to be thankful because we are alive, you know, and we have to be careful, you know, when we go out to the streets and wear the mask and trying to, you know, use these health guidelines.
Yes, you have to be careful nowadays. Thank you very much. We love you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susie.
I help a lot of people, so they know me. I got credits everywhere.
Take care.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
De amarte sin darte cuenta que han pasado muchos años y no te olvido mi primer amor y esos besos que nos dimos porque has sido así caprichoso y malcriado es el destino que tan lejos estoy del cariño y del abrazo de mi pueblo. La plaza y el balcón son testigos del romance que vivimos. La vida es así porque hay cosas que jamás volverán.
Candela para bailar, candela.
y besar esos labios que me enredan y hacen temblar y así palpitar junto a ti.
Candela, te traigo yo, candela para los dos, es salsa, clave y bombón de mi tierra bella,
de mi tierra bella.
Candela, música más, soy caña, tabaco y ron de mi tierra bella.
¿Qué te importa que te ame si tú no eres ya? Si el amor que ya ha pasado no se debe recordar, fue la ilusión de tu vida, un día lejano ya. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo ya. Si el amor que ya ha pasado no se debe recordar, fue la ilusión de tu vida, un día lejano ya. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo conformar. Atrás.